I seek refuge in Allah from Satan, the expelled from his mercy. O you who wraps himself in clothing, arise to pray the night except for a little, half of it, or subtract from it a little, or add to it, and recite the Quran with measured recitation. Indeed, we will cast upon you a heavy word. Indeed, the hours of the night are more effective for concurrence of heart and tongue, and more suitable for words. Indeed, for you by day is prolonged occupation. And remember the name of your Lord, and devote yourself to him with complete devotion. He is the Lord of the East and the West. There is no deity except him. So take him as disposer of your affairs. And be patient over what they say, and avoid them with gracious avoidance. And leave me with the matter of the deniers, those of ease in life, and allow them respite a little. Indeed, with us for them are shackles and burning fire, and food that chokes and a painful punishment. On the day the earth and the mountains will convulse, and the mountains will become a heap of sand pouring down. Indeed, we have sent to you a messenger as a witness upon you, just as we sent to Pharaoh a messenger. But Pharaoh disobeyed the messenger, so we seized him with a ruinous seizure. Then how can you fear, if you disbelieve, a day that will make the children white-haired? The heaven will break apart therefrom, ever is his promise fulfilled. Indeed, this is a reminder, so whoever wills may take to his Lord away. Indeed, your Lord knows, O Muhammad, that you stand in prayer almost two-thirds of the night, or half of it, or a third of it, and so do a group of those with you. And Allah determines the extent of the night and the day. He has known that you Muslims will not be able to do it, and has turned to you in forgiveness. So recite what is easy for you of the Quran. He has known that there will be among you those who are ill, and others traveling throughout the land, seeking something of the bounty of Allah, and others fighting for the cause of Allah. So recite what is easy from it, and establish prayer, and give zakah, and loan Allah a goodly loan. And whatever good you put forward for yourselves, you will find it with Allah. It is better and greater in reward. And seek forgiveness of Allah. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful.